Let's heat up the space here at the radio station, though, and bring in Mike Cosby. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
37 at my house this morning.
Better there than here.
It was chilly. I'm not turning the furnace on yet. Too early.
It's going to be 85 degrees Saturday.
Yeah, too early. Actually, threw an extra comforter on the bed, and that's the thing that makes you not want to get out of bed when you have, you know, when it's nice and warm in there with a but I managed to do it anyway. Well,
you'll be pulling them off.
Probably by tomorrow. Absolutely right. All right, let's get the NFL garbage out of the way first, because tonight's Thursday night and there's a game, right?
It is a barn burner tonight.
Tennessee and Jacksonville.
Yep.
Well, I got to take Tennessee.
Me too.
All right.
I don't know anything about either team, but I think Jacksonville stinks. I think so.
And so I'll take Tennessee.
Yep, I'm with you.
All right, just get that out of the way. All right, I didn't watch TV last night. I know the Yankees lost, and I know that the Mets won, and I know that Houston won, and what's his name, Cole? Boy, he's looking unbeatable.
So is Verlander. I mean, the two of them are looking real good. Yeah. And then after you face them two, you face Greinke. So people are going to have to play baseball to beat these teams. Cole, he hit 300 strikeouts again with his 18th win. Verlander got his 18th win the night before. So they're hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, you listen to the local guys and you're saying to them, they say, well, you know, they got to handle the Yankees lineup if the Yankees get to play Houston. Well, guess what, folks? Who has a higher batting average, team batting average, the Astros or the Yankees? The Astros. So for all this hype about the Yankees lineup with the home runs that they hit, the actual lineup for the Astros is a better hitting lineup than the Yankees. So that's a falsehood. That's fake news, folks. The Astros lineup is better than the Yankees. And now the Yankees have Stanton back, so now they have to make decisions. See, the thing with the Yankee season this year was they got whacked with injuries throughout the year, and the guys that they brought up produced. But the problem is now you have to shave down your roster to certain players. So who do you take? When you have a set team, you pretty have your nucleus of your team, and you go with it, and you add a few players to different positions if needed. With the Yankees, there is no set lineup. Who's going to play first, Encarnacion or Voit? Who's going to play the outfield? Who's going to do this? There's no set lineup. So if you pick the wrong guy, you're going to lose. So it's a real oddity that I've never seen before for any team that's ever going into the postseason. The Yankees' success for the year may cost them the postseason because of the way they went, not because of the way they went around it, is because of the way they were forced to do it. They have no set lineup. They're the only team going into the postseason that has no set lineup. Is Gardner playing? Is he out? Is this guy in? Who's going to play where? That's the question they have to answer, and he has to pull all the right levers, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
It's a real – I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, we'll see. It's just like I said, it's to get by. Everybody's got to get by Houston to get the World Series title this year. And
don't overlook Oakland and Minnesota.
I still think the team that everybody has to shoot to get by.
That's like saying everybody's got to beat the Patriots.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there's
other teams that are playing good. You know, Oakland won 92 games this year. Minnesota won 93 games this year.
I understand all that, but it doesn't matter. The team that's out there that's looming, it's just like if the Red Sox were playing
The thing is, you have to. Somebody has to beat somebody to get to Houston. It's not a given you're going to get by that first-round team, no matter who it is. Not even the Yankees. No matter who you – if Houston plays Oakland in the first round, Houston may have a tough time with Oakland because Oakland beats Houston a lot. That they could knock Houston out. That's the way I'm looking at it. The worst possible matchup the one matchup that the Astros don't want to see themselves play in the postseason is against the A's. They'd sooner play the Yankees than the A's. The A's match up against the Astros big time. That's the team they don't want to play.
We'll see what happens when it all rolls out. One thing I can tell you, the Dodgers aren't winning the World Series.
I stand by what I said back in the near the beginning of the season. The Braves are going to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear A-Rod say the Dodgers lost. The Dodgers. they lost the series. What happened to the Dodgers? How does a guy like that get a TV job?
Because he's got a ton of money, he's got a ton of visibility, and
he must be paying ESPN to be on TV.
I don't think so.
The Dodgers.
Oh gosh,
guy's wrong all the time, and he can't speak English. I don't know. I don't get it. Or I should say, proper English.
Don't speak good English. So
the
I say.
Dodgers.
All right, not much else though. That's it, pretty much, huh? Any racing coming up?
Yeah, we got Churchill, Belmont. I don't know when Belmont's big weekend is, and I spoke to a friend of mine last night. Belmont was this is a head scratcher. Belmont was supposed to stop racing, I think next weekend, because of the construction going on and whatnot. And Belmont's been running a 3 o'clock post time, which is very nice for when you get out of school. But now they say that they're going to continue to run through October. They're not going to go to Aqueduct early. And they're going to go back to 1 o'clock post times. And the reason why they say it is that the construction is not affecting the horses. Well, guess what? The horses haven't run when construction was going on. That was the point of them running at 3 o'clock. So that's more fake news. The horses haven't run when construction was taking place. Now they're going to run them while construction is taking place. So now you can make the judgment as to whether the horses are affected by the noise because they haven't been running on it yet. Only in New York, folks.
Hey, the Empire State.
Yeah, the Empire State. The Empire State.
I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye. Mike Cossey, check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.